Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S., South Korean defense officials discussing possible military action after North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the United States. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. Russia's foreign ministry says it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Congress. The White House says that President Trump approves of the sanctions bill and will be signing it. Some believe the Russian retaliation is in part a response to actions from the previous U.S. administration. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has been replaced with retired General John Kelly, who has been running the Department of Homeland Security. University of Akron's David Cohen says Priebus's tenure shorter than usual.
Reince Priebus, save for the chiefs of staff that closed out administrations, Reince Priebus is by far the shortest serving chief of staff in our nation's history. And especially somebody coming in as the first chief of staff, he is by far the shortest serving.
Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Trump and referred to publicly this week by the new White House communications director as a paranoid schizophrenic. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from gangs. Mr. Trump spoke to a group of law enforcement officers.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it. They butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape, and they rob. They prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
In his remarks, the president also appeared to support police brutality. The Suffolk County Police Department said in a statement it has strict regulations about how prisoners are treated. Pakistan's Supreme Council disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office, ordered him to step down immediately. Sharif accepted the decision and relinquished his office. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. Humanitarian organizations saving migrants from sea have met at the Italian Interior Ministry, to discuss a draft to a code of conduct non-governmental organizations have to follow in order to disembark into Italian ports. Hasiba Hajj-Sarawi is the humanitarian affairs advisor for Doctors Without Borders.
We had a fruitful meeting. We've set out our positions and the remaining concerns that Doctors Without Borders, MSF, has with the draft code of conduct. We are engaging in good faith in this process. We are really... It's really important for us to signal to the authorities and to the public that we are acting within the law, that we are providing search and rescue. Our job is about saving lives. We're not trying to not respect the law, but also to respect our humanitarian principles.
Some groups fear the code could interfere with their work at sea and had concerns over the presence of armed officials on board and said the ban to transfer migrants from one rescue ship to another. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, already the world's oldest living head of state, 93-year-old, said he's fit to run for re-election next year, and he's batted away whispers about who would he choose to follow him when he inevitably retires or dies. But at the increasingly frail leader shuttles back and forth to Singapore for medical treatment, the call for him to name a replacement has grown louder. In fact, his wife, 52-year-old Grace Mugabe, is on the short list. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.